This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Most people that have even a casual understanding of Scripture have an awareness that God's people in the Old Testament had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. They can tell you that story, basically, but they have no clue as to why. The book of Joshua, the fifth chapter, in one verse says, here's why they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. It was because of disobedience to the Lord. The book of Psalms is very explicit. We're going to read in a few minutes one of the most explicit passages I've read in a long time. In fact, I want to warn parents that you're going to have some explicit descriptions of the sins of God's people described, and you need to be aware of that if you have small children listening today. There's a price to pay for disobedience. That's the lesson we're going to discuss all week from Joshua 5. There's a price for disobedience to the Lord in your life and in my life when we willfully, deliberately disobey the will and the word of God. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope all this week.
He knew a man that wanted to open up a business, a fish business, and he put a sign out in front of his business that said this, fresh fish for sale today. Fresh fish for sale today. Somebody came up to him and said, well, why would you have that sign like that? You don't need to tell people it's for sale today. Everybody knows it's today. Take down the word today. So he did. Another person came along and said, why would you say your fish is for sale? You're not giving it away. You're not handing it out free. Everybody knows it's for sale. Take down the words for sale. Then later on, another person came along and said, well, hopefully your fish is fresh. You don't sell old, stale fish. Take down the word fresh. And so all he had left on his sign was the word fish. And someone came up to him and said, told him later, he said, you know, you just need to put your sign out and stand by it. You just need to put your sign out in front and stand by it, and he put it back up, fresh fish for sale today. He put out his sign and he stood by it. I want to challenge every man, every woman today to put out your sign in life that you are a person who not only believes in the Lord, not only appreciates what God has done, you actually obey the Lord. You actually obey his word because you not only believe it, you trust it enough to obey it because there is a price in life 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago for disobeying the Lord, and there's a price for disobedience in your life and my life. What we're going to do today is read one verse. It's all we're going to read out of Joshua. We're in a series in Joshua. It's a verse that describes how the people of God had to wander for 40 years in the desert. And God gives the reason why they wandered for 40 years. And then we're going to look at a companion passage in Psalms that it fills in the details and tells you the why and the wherefore. Let's read about it. It's in Joshua 5. It'll come up on the screen, Joshua 5, verse 6. It goes like this. The Israelites had moved about in the desert 40 years until all the men who were of military age when they left Egypt had died, since they had not obeyed the Lord. Psalm 106, beginning at verse 33. Here's what they did. For they, God's people, rebelled against the Spirit of God. They worshiped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated by their blood. They defiled themselves by what they did. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves. It doesn't get any more graphic than that. Many times, the Lord delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sins. What a statement.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.